All right, guys, what the fuck is good? I feel like shit. I'm full of beer and salad. My ex hates me. That's okay. Juggalos are taking over the world. I'm not stoked.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Fantastic.
We got Iced Out Angels. We're here today. What is good, everybody? Y'all want to introduce yourselves?
All right, I'm Teddy. See, I have been on this podcast before, and I'm in Iced Out Angels.
My name is Mace, Mace the Worst on Twitter and Instagram. First time on the podcast. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me. And I'm also a producer of Iced Out Angels.
Yo, what's up? I'm Kill Justin, KI11 Justin on all socials.
All right, what's up? I'm Telf. I am the creator of this fucked up family we have, but I love him to death.
All right, guys. So, off rip, what's good with that DJ Dabs beef?
He's a clown, bro.
Let's get that out of the way real quick.
That's not even a us thing. That's like a Bloodhounds thing.
I mean, it is kind of me, too.
I mean, it is what it is at the end of the day. Like, everyone's got their own opinion. Like, I don't have any animosity towards the dude, but of course, like, you know, no one really agrees with, like, the shit he's trying to push right now, and it's like, whatever, dude, you're kind of old, like, let people have their fun type shit.
What was even the deal? Because I FaceTasked someone who told me about it. I just kind of, like, seen, like, here and there. I seen him, like, he was, like, talking shit about, like, just people making music or something.
I guess, like, someone clowned him, and then, like, somebody in Bloodhounds, I think it was maybe somebody in Bloodhounds or some shit, but, like, he, like, went on Kuru's profile and like took the picture that they took at our Atlanta show, and he's like talking shit about like all these like younger kids and collectives, like they're all clones, like y'all make the same music, it's shitty, blah de blah. And like, I don't know, bro, it's like I'm not really involved in it, like fuck that.
Well, I mean, what actually happened is, like, I don't know, some kid that I follow, he like started beef with one of his friends, and then DJ Dabs just decided to start making fun of him for being I believe a couple months harm free, which congratulations to him, like that's big. But I mean, I don't really know, like, what kind of geezer do you have to be to flame a kid for being harm free? That's just stupid to me.
Yeah, he's what, like 30?
Yeah,
he's like, I mean, I'd be mad as fuck too if I was like 30 and 4'5", so
fuck you, DJ Dabs. Let people do their thing. Yeah, some are clones, but fucking whatever. They're like fucking, what, 14 through 20-something. Let them find themselves, whatever.
Yeah, I think everybody in that Bloodhounds picture, I think the oldest one is like barely just hit 18 a couple months ago, so.
Yeah, exactly. Like, whatever. So this is an anti-DJ Dabs podcast now.
We're not selling no fake perks. Fuck DJ Dabs.
I'm taking the fake perks.
All right, FaceTat, while I go through this list, you want to hit him with something?
Yeah, I do. This is kind of like spurred a moment, but I want to get everybody here's opinion on this song that dropped yesterday, this Walking Like a Zombie joint. And this shit is amazing, and I want you guys' opinion on how that's sounding. Also, I am mid-panic attack off the gas currently.
It ain't amazing.
That shit is amazing to me. It hurt. It feel it in my soul.
Bro, you gotta put the sativa down.
Was it the Dante Red song?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was really good.
I haven't heard it. Play it. Or link it. Or wherever. Three bands on me. Walking around the store, I bought a seat. Get your ticket fixed, I'm a post paparazzi.
I've been drinking, moving like a zombie. Three bands on me. Actually, since we weren't recording, so yeah, who's the smelliest in the group?
Definitely Cloud or Toaf.
Yeah, Cloud got me. He definitely is the nastiest in the group. He left pubes in the shower, but that's a story we won't tell.
He is critically horny at all times of the day.
He the one who clogged the shower?
Yeah. Yeah. With long ass hair, bro.
He is no doubt the horniest in the group and probably the most out of pocket in the group.
Yeah, he's the comic relief that we all look to, bro. But he also makes hard music, like, I won't lie. He's just slept on, bro.
To us, he's like the drunk uncle we all have.
Facts.
For real.
It's just really dumb.
Just for the record, Cloud totally gave me permission to be godfather of Aizen, so everybody back off.
He told me I could be godfather.
Nah. We're going to have to throw the ones over it, bro.
Teddy, I think FaceTat said that you were the one who posted it or, retweeted it. What's up with this canceling Pornhub shit?
Bro, I don't know what the fucking validity is, but, like, apparently they've been, like, profiting off, like, rape and, like, child trafficking videos for years.
But, like, do they realize they're doing it? Like, this is what I don't get. Like,
I mean, it's got to be, like, moderated to some extent. Like, you got to have people looking through the submissions type shit. I don't feel like it's just, like, free reign. You feel me?
A 12-year-old definitely looks different than a Sophie D or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I saw some shit, like, they were, like, putting ads on, like, 14-year-olds getting raped, shit like that.
Jesus.
So, like, not good. And, like, if you want to jerk off, there's plenty of places to go besides Pornhub.
Like, you can't, it's so easy to just have a little favorites category. I feel like Pornhub's so much easier. Like, it does suck. Pornhub's kind of whack.
It's been fucked Pornhub since, you know, that the quarantine free premium shit ran out. So fuck Pornhub.
Who is even using Pornhub premium, though? Even, like, before that?
Fucking boomers.
I bought it once and there's, like, nothing good. There's no difference.
Yeah, you signed up on your mom's credit card and then canceled for
trial. Yeah, you got finessed, bro. They definitely trying to steal your identity with that shit. It's a front.
I don't know. I did see a story of, like, this one girl, her assault got posted and she contacted, like, numerous people from Pornhub and they all kind of just blew her off. So that was pretty fucked on their behalf.
Okay, yeah, that's really shady, bro.
Yeah, they'll, like, take down a fucking movie in, like, a second, but then, like, they won't take down, like, shit like that. Like,
yeah. Like, they know what they're doing, bro. Like, there's no way they don't.
I watched a DBZ movie on Pornhub.
A what movie?
A DBZ movie. They had...
Oh, my God.
The, what's that? That new cat.
Beerus?
Yeah, yeah, it was that film. It was on Pornhub.
Dragon Ball Super one.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that shit in theaters, bro. That shit's gas.
I saw that shit on Pornhub. I still came though. So I mean, I'll bring it to this next topic I got written down since we're on the topic. What's the best porn y'all have ever seen?
Toph linked me his Snapchat premium.
At the chill on me.
you got a premium?
Nah.
Not gonna lie, bro. Best one I've ever seen. Cloud got me, hooked me up, bro, for the 40 ball. He sent me his sex tape. Best video I've ever seen.
His sex tape?
Yeah, bro. I won't say much.
Is it the one where he made his kid or no?
Yeah, the one where Aizen was conceived, bro. That's a banger. I got it for like 60% off, bro. That bitch is normally a huncho. I got it for the 40 ball.
The 100? What the fuck?
That's a kid being fucking conceived, bro. That's rare. That was the exact point in time that his life started, bro. The miracle of life.
Our other co-host, Logan, he was telling me, he's like, yeah, I'm going to make a video. I'm going to make another video. He's like, I'll send it to you. And I didn't want it, but I wanted it for the podcast, but he never sent it. He's been real big into foot jobs lately.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever gets your rocks off, bro.
I don't know. He's been big into it lately. And I was like, I tried asking him and understanding. I'm like, I don't get it. Because we're all into our own things, but like, I don't get it. They're just like tiny fingers. It's really creepy. And he's talking about like, nah, my girl got mad nice toes. She paints them. And I'm like, I still don't get it. I don't get it. So I guess he told me he busted to his own videos of his own foot job. And I'm like, ah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I don't claim him anymore. Like, just so everybody knows, I don't claim that.
We can't claim anyone who needs a foot job.
So that's what he's been up to. I mean, I can't cap. I got one once.
Does it even feel good?
They ain't dope.
They ain't dope.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Heard. I didn't plan on it, but thanks. Thanks for the reinforcement.
I used to say it too, man. You never know what happens. You never know.
Once I pop this perky worky, you know, have no idea what's going to happen.
FaceTat, what you got? Because I'm over here talking about porn.
Oh, I wanted to get into basically like Toph Mason. Justin, I want to get into know and learn about what kind of got you to go hard into the music and like take it seriously, because I asked Teddy that question when we had him on, and kind of want to get your like little opinions on what inspired you to keep going.
Okay, well, I started like late 2016. It was like right after I graduated high school, and this was like during the time when I was like trying to branch out and like find new friends and shit. So like I was going to hella parties, like just meeting new people, networking, if you will, type shit. I met this one dude, totally random in the equation, like doesn't even matter at all in the end of it, like the big picture. Like I don't even know this dude really. I don't even talk to him. But like I ended up meeting this kid. We were super drunk. We're just like getting to know each other. And he's like, bro, come to this party tomorrow. Whoop de woo. I was like, all right, for sure. So I met this one dude who I'm currently living with at this next party. His name is Gavinci K. He goes by Gavin in real life, obviously. Fucking, he was just like chilling at this one crib, like at the party I went to, and I ended up going and like hanging out with him and his like homies the entire night. And he was just like, yeah, bro, like we're all into making music and shit. Like we have our own recording spot at my friend Tristan's. Like you can come through whenever, like if you ever want to make music. Because I guess he was like under the impression that I already made music, which didn't really make sense. But I was like, all right, that sounds kind of dope. Like, I really like hip hop and I've like always liked music like as a kid and now. And like, I was like, fuck it. Might as well try some like new shit. So I like learned how to produce in 2016 from Gavin. And he's like primarily an Ableton producer, but we learned together on FL, which was pretty cool. Like we were both teaching each other shit as we like went along. And like fast forward to now, I've been producing for like 4 years. I kind of been like on a break for the last couple months just because like I got into an unfortunate situation with my computer. I had to like wipe all my hard drives essentially and build a new computer. So it's not terrible. Like I got a new rig out of it, but I have to like make a bunch of new more beats just to replace what I lost, which kind of sucks. But mainly I'm just like in it because I like making music and I like inspiring people and bringing people together and wanting to do something like I wanted to. So like, I don't know, it's just kind of always been a hobby ever since 2016.
Justin, you want to go next?
I started in like right after my freshman year. I don't know how long it's been, like maybe it was like 2017. And then I kept going, like, for the main thing that kept me going was really just being in ISO Angels, because I probably would have quit if I didn't join ISO Angels, and they just kind of kept me motivated to keep going, and then I just kept working with these people.
These people? Damn, Justin.
I'd be working with this motherfucker, Toph.
Justin, how come you sound like 40 years older than the last time I talked to you?
He's definitely trying to talk lower.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm in Iced Out Angels.
Yeah, bro, you guys heard of IOA? Iced Out Angels? Yeah, bro, that's all me.
Bro, no, like, my Discord's tweaked, and it makes my fucking mic pitch down.
You got pitcher on.
Fucking ask Guami. Guami knows.
Yeah, yo, one of y'all should have came in here on auto-tune.
That would have been hard.
All right, Teddy, let's hear the come up, bro. Why are you here? Why do you make music?
Yeah, what has changed in the week since we last talked to you?
Has your outlook on life changed at all?
Yes, dramatic.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, like I said before, I was just making like joke songs and shit. Freshman year was also making joke songs. We were recording on like GarageBand app off of like Apple headphones. And so, like, I didn't, like, take music seriously at the time. Like, I was making stupid-ass songs. And then, like, 2018, like, pretty much before I joined, I saw Angels start taking it seriously because I met, like, As Told by Megan, which Mace knows. And, like, she was, like, tapped into, like, the artist I was listening to. And so she made me want to, like, take music seriously. And then I joined Iced Out. It like way more seriously than that.
Was that everyone? I can't even tell how many people are in this right now.
This one's a tearjerker, bro.
My friends and my friends were always in the underground scene in Atlanta. And like they were always like plugged up with like Chris Travis. I remember they booked Lil Peep once, like they were promoters, and I don't know, I just kind of got tired of fucking being in the background, just I don't know, just being there. So I copped a computer, copped a mic, and then I started making music. And I didn't have much privacy in my home because I had like pretty rough parents and shit, so they were like randomly barging my door. And like, I don't know, like I'm kind of like, even years after I've been doing this shit for so long, I still don't know my fucking sound, which is kind of crazy to me, I guess, because it just shows how ass I am. But yeah, man, I just got fucking tired of always being in the background, just hanging out and shit. I know this guy that's in the community right now, his name's Madara. I know we go way back, and like, he didn't meet me till last year at the IOA show, and it's kind of funny because like, we were always in the same friend group. He just never knew who I was. So like, I just wanted to fucking shine for once.
That's adorable.
Now look at you.
Crying if you can't tell.
So who was who had the worst set at that show?
Mixed Matches.
Yeah.
Damn.
Bruh.
Yeah, I mean.
There was like a couple people I had no idea who they even were. Like, so I can't really exactly speak for everyone's set, because I didn't hear all of them, especially towards the end of the show. Toph knows why.
Yeah, no, I mean, in my opinion, it has to be definitely, like, I don't know, to say the least, I'd have to say Mixed Matches, just because he was just being really weird.
Bro, he, like, got pissed at me right before he went on.
Yeah, and he was, I don't know.
What the fuck is that shit? Yeah. No, because we had, you know, Nate number 8. It's like we had him like hyping everyone up before they would like go on stage and like, yeah, shouting them out and shit. And so like he was doing that for like everyone. And then Mixed Matches was like one of the last people. And I was like, oh, you want like Nate to hype you up? Because like in between the sets, you know, like the crowd kind of like scatters and like people move away from the stage and shit. So I'm like, you want him to like announce you? So like everyone, he's like, him? No, he is not connected to my music. And he like going off on me. And I'm like, okay. Like, I don't, he was like mad at me for like offering the idea. And I was like, all right, bro, like, whatever, do your shit. Like, I don't care. It was fucking weird though. I was like, I'm just trying to help. I'm not trying to be a fucking dick. Like literally everyone else had him hype, like, announce him. I don't know. It was fucking weird.
Yeah, actually, shout out Nate number 8, because like, when we all met up at the show, we actually didn't have a host. He had come to our Airbnb before the show, and like he just had the craziest fucking energy. And literally like maybe an hour or maybe 2 hours before the show, we were just like, do you want to be host? And he instantly agreed, got up there, and like he was just killing me. He was making the show even better than it was, in my opinion.
Yeah, wasn't it his idea to like start selling water too? Like he made the whole sign, like he drew a sign for us, like for selling water, and he, like him and Jotam, like organized selling bottled water all through the event.
Yeah. And I think the logo was Nate number eight for the bees, and it was like him. It was him, like, disguised as a bee. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, bro, it was just a bee holding, like, a fucking Henny bottle. Like, yeah. Its legs were all crossed, and it looked like it was about to fucking eat shit.
Yeah, man. Shout out Nathan Bray for that, man.
Yeah, for real. That's the bro. I was gonna say he was, like, making art for, like, my first songs I put on SoundCloud, but, like, under an artist's, like, name, like, not his own name. And I didn't know it was him until Atlanta. He's like, yo, that was me. And I'm like, oh shit. And then he like showed me his sketchbook and all that shit. And I was like, fuck, like I was buying cover art off you like every day. That's how weird.
He out here like Mankind of the fucking music scene.
Actually, Nate number 8 has all the IOA members in one of his music videos. I'm still wondering when it's gonna drop.
Yeah,
we were all in his, we were all in his music video, and it was so funny.
I was out here trying to find some old ass tweets. Most of y'all got fucking like brand new Twitters or something, but I found a couple of tweets from Toph that I thought were a little strange.
Fuck, I knew it was gonna be. Fuck.
Hashtag Toph is canceled.
I don't know if it's a meme or not, but you posted so much about ketamine, a lot.
That Toph.
There's a you lot of them.
You got a special K addict, bro.
It's definitely some stupid shit that I used to do in high school. I'm not gonna lie. It's
Toph was in a K hole in algebra class, bro.
Oh shit, you're not even wrong with that one. Just...
what's that like? What's trying to do math like in a K hole?
God, it was fucking awful, bro. Do you guys remember the scene in Hangover when Zach Galifianakis is like counting cards and like he has all the fucking equations around his head and shit? That was that's exactly what I felt like.
Cause yo, that gets me a little pressed because like I can't even do math like faded or like after a few drinks. So like I don't know.
I can't even do math.
Ketamine gives you superpowers, bro.
It does. I've seen my friend try to like turn off a burner on a stove that wasn't even on.
So that means, wait, so does that technically mean that he turned it off? I think he was just ahead of the time.
Bro, I was babysitting these folks and I was scared shitless, dude. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
What's it like? Because I don't know shit
it's
about
like
that.
You're it's fucking, like
trippy drunk, bro.
Bro, it's like your brain takes a vacation from your body, basically.
I could use one of those. I could use a brain vacation.
It feels like, I don't know. Oh, God. To say the least, you don't feel like yourself. You feel like a brand new person.
Fucking do it. Let's start off with like the series of like tapes that y'all got on the SoundCloud, because I listened to all those and I was just curious about how those came about. Were any of those songs that were on any of those tapes like made in person, or were they mostly sent just back and forth to each other?
Everything like IOA 1-3 was over the internet. I'm pretty sure
everything after IOA 3 was made in the Atlanta Airbnb. Like 3M and Sebi, that was actually made in my room at the Airbnb. But yeah, I think most of it is just shit that we've done in our own bedrooms.
FaceDad, you want to hit the Spitfire questions?
Yeah, you got them?
Yeah, let's get right. Weird! All right,
let's get it.
It's time for another Spitfire round, baby!
Stand by, going to air. Stand by, Phil. Five, stand by music. Four, stand by now. Three, two, one.
And speed up. The internet.
Phantom presents the exciting quiz program.
And we thought you might want to come along.
It'll be cool.
All right, we got a minute on the clock. Y'all got to answer everything in under a minute.
Just yell.
Honestly, yeah, I'm trying to think of the best way to do this with four other people.
SoundCloud Family Feud.
Oh, actually, yeah. If y'all just want to take turns down the list, Justin, Maze, Teddy, and then Toaf. Y'all ready?
Be ready, Justin.
All right, alcohol or bud?
Bud.
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 Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
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 Pee-pee or poo-poo?
Pee-pee.
Pee-pee.
Poo-poo.
Pee-pee.
Producer or vocalist?
Producer.
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 A vocalist.
Left eye or left brain?
Love me some brain. Left brain. Brain.
Yeah, left brain.
Yeah, left brain.
Furries or juggalos?
Fuck.
Furries.
Juggalos, because Michigan is the juggalo capital of the world.
Furries.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah, my... you have to say juggalos.
Jake Paul or Logan Paul?
Shit.
Pass.
Logan.
Logang.
Pass.
And is it pronounced Blade or Bladey?
Bladey.
Echo 2K.
Blade.
Yeah, Blade.
Bladder.
All right, man. Y'all didn't pass, but we out here.
Damn, what the fuck? I didn't pass. This was a test.
Sorry, boys. I didn't mean to bring our score down. Like,
is there going
to
be fucking homework after this, too?
I think it's because all four of us didn't. That's why we failed.
I blame it on Toph, just like everything else.
Come on.
All right, Toph, so it's your fault, so we'll have to kick you out. We'll see you on next week's episode.
Finally.
Yo, I tried to catch a bird the other day.
A female or an actual bird?
I had no segue for that. A flying bird.
Damn. Gotta get your game up, bro.
Nah, man, I was trying to feed it cardboard. I thought it would work.
What?
Birds got small brains. I thought if I like kind of treated it, I was drunk. So in my head, I'm like, I can treat this thing like a dog. Be like, yo, come here. Make it look like I got food.
Cardboard.
And it was just some cardboard. Yeah. And I mean, that shit didn't work.
Did you see that fucking video of the bird that pulled the shark out of the water?
Fuck yeah. Yeah. They were just vibing, bro. The shark was like, damn, the view's crazy.
Face out, you doing okay over there?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm just sweating a little bit. I had to take my white tee off. It's not Wife Beater Wednesday no more.
It's Friday.
Anyways, yeah, it's Friday. I don't got a cool name to associate with my white tees on Friday. But how'd you guys link up with Dreo? Because that's how I found out about Iced Out Angels, was through him.
All right, well, believe it or not, me and him used to play Roblox all the fucking time.
Yo, don't tell people that. This is going online.
it's funny because, like, I never knew he made music. And we would just always, like, hang out, play Roblox and shit. And then all of a sudden, like, he linked me his song, like, it was just him talking about, like, I don't know, like, killing people and shit. And it's like, bro, you play Roblox. Like, what do you know about this? And then coming to find out, like, he lives, like, in a pretty rough area in New Jersey. That shit's pretty crazy.
Man's out here playing Roblox.
Yeah.
I think I'd play Roblox if I was from Jersey.
Anything to get away from the streets.
Yeah, but no, that kid has an insane future in music.
Speaking of insane futures, we got another news segment. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Bring that beat back, DJ. It's news time. Just another pedophile got captured. I ain't really got much.
Oh.
Jeffrey Epstein's fixer got caught. So, you know, good on her. She'll probably die in like a month. In custody.
She'll be dead by next week.
I was going to say, I hope that this means that Donald Trump is going to send out another stimulus check because he knows he's wrapped up in that shit. So he's like, damn, I got to pay the Americans again before I get caught up.
I mean, I might turn a little blind eye for another $1,200.
Nah, it's got to be 12 bands this time.
I'll take it. I'll turn both blind eyes for 12 bands. But it was pressing me a little bit because it's like, how much money, like, this bitch is, all she's doing is, like, she's selling children. It's like, how much money does it really take for you to be like, okay, I'll sell children? Like, that's fucked up. That's wild.
Bro, they were, like, rich, like, richer than, like, They were so fucking rich. It was crazy. They just like give out money like it's fucking nothing. Like I don't know if you guys watched the documentary, but like Epstein would just like pay for like their full ass like college tuition to like pretty much like most of his victims, because he just like didn't care. He's like, yo, whatever, like contrabands, that's good. Like just take it.
I'd let him diddle me for 100 bands. That's fat money. I'm set for life if I invest. And all I had to do was like get jerked off by an old guy. People do it for cheaper.
That's gonna be another big yikes from FaceSat.
Man, that you spit another topic. Then I'm over here talking about pedophiles.
I'm just saying I wouldn't participate in that. I wouldn't even entertain that nonsense. Man, just like how last week, no. Don't even talk, because I'm about to go off one time.
Well, do it.
Nah, you were like, oh, you would do a cuck video for $1,000. Like, no, I need 10 bands.
Dog, in a directed one, like it ain't your girl, like you're being an actor.
I still need 10 bands. That it's just
10. That's too much. I know my worth. Insane.
I know my worth.
I'm on that side, bro. I'm not going for at least less than 10 bands.
Just to stand there in a video and be like, no, my wife.
That's my pride, bro.
I don't know, bro.
That's literally me selling my pride on video.
Video might be fake, but the pain is real.
Damn, now I'm starting to question myself.
You should.
I think I said like 1,200 or something like that, like 1K.
Yeah, you were bugging. Bugging the fuck out.
Yeah, but I know you're worth.
I got a question for Kill Justin.
Yeah.
So there's a song that you produced by Popeye and Red Castle that I don't think you know you produced, but that's one of my favorite songs. I just wanted to let you know that you did a good job on that beat.
Thank you. I think I did hear the song, but I don't talk to them like that, so I haven't really kept up with them.
It's actually funny you say that that's a favorite song of yours, because we used to bully Dustin when we first met him about his beats.
Well, that song in particular, like, kind of, I don't know, like, hearing that, like, led into me doing a song, Red Castle, and then that song kind of blowing up, and so I'm going to give Justin his credit there of, like, inspiring that to be made.
Thank you.
I think Justin was one of the first people I worked with before I joined Iced Out Angels, and I was like, yo, is Iced Out Angels looking for anybody? And, like, 30 seconds later, I was in.
Yeah, I remember that. He came to me asking, and I was like, yeah, why not?
When I saw Angels first started, Toph was like, went crazy adding as many people as possible.
Ah, y'all were one of those collectives at first.
Bro, we still are. We add and drop people so consistently.
I feel like now we got a set roster.
Yeah.
Now
that you said that when we fucking had Yerms and fucking Sebi, and then we added like Red Arm, like no shade, love Red Arm, but like I'm just saying, like we always add a lot of people, drop a lot of people, it feels like.
I said that on the last podcast. Someone got added between now and then.
I feel like we're not dropping anyone.
Well, actually, Red Arm was in for Yerms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because me and Red Arm made that one song on Justin's beat, and then Yerms came in.
See, I don't even know like the real history. There's just been a lot of people in and out of this collective, bro.
Yeah, bro. There's been
people that have like been there the whole time too. So
yeah, but I feel like Iced Out Angels has been responsible for a lot of people like getting the recognition that they need. Like for example, like dudes like Mochilla and DOA and whatnot.
Yeah, as well as Sebi. Like Sebi was like one of our first prominent people that like we started with, and then he like just consistently got better and bigger, which is crazy to see. Like he's got a crazy bright future ahead of him.
Also, you guys were one of the ones to put me on Scress, and like he's out here making some of the greatest beats I've heard in my entire existence.
Yeah, bro, I love that man, Scress. I found him about, I don't know, like 2 days after that Tracy project dropped, because he produced that Bacteria joint on there, and I just DM'd him. I was like, bro, you're fucking crazy. Like this song is so good. Like please tell me you play the guitar. Like bro had 200 and some odd followers, and I was just like, dude, this kid's a legend in the making. So, like, we started talking and making beats and shit, and then I was like, you should join Iced Out Angels. And it was, like, kind of, like, a collective idea. We're like, yeah, we should fucking get this guy in here because he's insane. And, like, after a few months of him, like, being in the collective and, like, working with everybody, we tried to get him to come to the U.S. Like, he was going to stay with me for, I think it was 4 weeks, because he lives in South Africa. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of that, but, yeah, he's all the way, like... Yeah, Scress is like the overseas god. Yeah, he lives in South Africa. So like we were always on FaceTime and talking and shit. And, like, we always made a bunch of collabs, and, like, we always just, like, clicked really well. Like, we had similar personalities, and so, like, we got along really well. And I got to, like, actually talk to his parents and, like, discuss having him come overseas and, like, live with me in the U.S. for a month or so. And it was, like, a whole fucking, like, ordeal, bro. We had to send him to the U.S. embassy, which is, like, 4 hours away from his house. So we had to, like, fly there in South Africa to the U.S. embassy. And I had to, like, send over a bunch of, like, verification, like, my identity, my social security number, like, the works, bro. So we went through so many fucking hoops and, like, paid so much money to, like, set this shit up. And, like, within 15 minutes of his interview at the U.S. embassy, they denied his request and sent him home.
Wait. Yo, they made him go through all that just to be like, nah.
Yeah, they pushed back his interview date multiple weeks in a row. And then eventually just fucking basically told him, nah, get fucked.
They said, we got one of the best producers out here. We can't make him leave. We can't let him leave.
Bro, that's like, no, true. No lie, bro. Like, the fucking U.S. or the South African government is crazy because they won't let people leave on a holiday or, like, an extended stay away from home unless they have a probable reason to, like, come back. So, like, unless you have, like, a career in South Africa or, like, you're attending a university or something important, they're probably not going to let you fucking leave the country.
Hey, yo, so can we find him a wife and get him a green card?
That was the next plan, bro.
He's in,
I'm pretty sure he's in,
like, London right now.
Yeah, he's studying in London.
He's in London.
Hopefully, like, when he's done with that shit, he'll be able to just, like, do what he wants.
Yeah. Same with Angelus. Like, when Angelus is done with school, I want him in the United States ASAP.
Bro, if he goes, takes one trip to LA, it's over. Like, he's going to blow up.
Yeah.
He ain't out here either?
No, he's in France.
France, yeah.
Yeah, we're posted all over the place.
We're global.
Well, then that makes me want to ask, did you guys find Sebi when he was still in China or no?
Yeah.
I think he was living in China when we found him, but, like, he isn't, like, a permanent resident there. So I think he was just, like, visiting family, possibly.
Yeah, I think so.
No. So actually, Skress introduced me to Sebi. He, like, he put me on. He was like, oh, this kid's insane, this and that. I started talking to Sebi. And at the time, Sebi actually lived in Shanghai. I think it was, like, an extended stay. And then I didn't even know this, but, like, a couple months after, like, he was just randomly in, I think, Rhode Island or some shit like that, and I didn't even know. And he's been out there. Like, when I first met him, he was in Shanghai, so.
Yeah, my boy Lil Fendi put me onto him early on because he linked up with him, and then they made a song together, and then that was, since then, I've been just Sebi stan.
We love Sebi.
Isn't Fendi the dude that shot himself or some shit like that?
TikTok? Nah. He the one that did the fake gunshot at his cameraman.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that shit was fake.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's known. I hope.
I could never tell. I didn't look enough into it.
Fenduke got. I can't even say that. I'm gonna indict him over here.
You called him Fenduke?
No, I'm not even gonna say it. Actually, cut this out. I don't know. You made it seem like it was real easy to get a gun over in Rhode Island, so I don't even know.
It's mad easy. He was giving the fucking guy at the shop was giving me answers to get my card. It takes nothing to get your gun over here. It's kind of not good. The hole in the wall, yo. I could have been one of those fucking one of those incels, dude.
Y'all could so if y'all start that incel group, y'all could take Guami.
Yeah, we'll let it slide.
But we only want incels.
Yeah, exactly. Guami.
Oh, alright. Honestly, now that I know there's a real incel, I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. Shy Boy is already broken up. We already broke up.
Too shy to make a group.
I mean, shit. I got through all my questions. I wanted to get into how fucked up this day was moving in with Nima, because I think the world just needs to know about that real quick.
You really gonna out your boy having cockroaches like that?
No. I wasn't even gonna say that, but now she said it, it's like, fuck it. And now I was just gonna talk about how we put a hole in the wall, fucking bringing the couch up this narrow ass staircase. You know, everything was all peachy and fine. You know, they had a corner store across the street that's selling 99-cent chicken tenders. I was trying to get all over that, but fucking went in there to go get some alcohol. They ain't sell no alcohol. It was just
they sell chicken strips, but no cigarettes.
Yeah.
I hope that place goes out of business.
It's not. It's called. I'm gonna out this shit too. 999 Convenience. That shit had me fucked up.
But any of y'all ever get a face tat?
Very situationally, I don't know. It just depends on like how financially stable I am, I guess, and like how much it means to me.
Yeah, cause like, I don't know what I'd want to put on my face, like.
Right, like I've never really seriously put thought into it. I only have one tattoo. I could flick on the camera and show y'all right now. It's probably the best tattoo you'll ever see.
Oh my god!
It's the Ed, Ed and Eddie one. I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that on a vlog.
Yeah, the Hive Mind shit. Eddie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, here, I'll fucking pull up my camera, yo. You can see. Check it out, bro.
Claiming the set.
It wasn't like at first it wasn't like really too meaningful to me. I was just like, fuck it. Like me and my roommates, there's like three dudes in the house, including myself. And we were gonna get Ed, Ed, and Eddie. I was gonna get Ed, my homie was gonna get Double D. And my other homie was going to get Eddie, right? And then they chickened out when I got the tattoo. So I said, fuck it, I'm going with it. And then, like, I just used that. I twisted it into, like, making myself believe that, like, the tattoo is an expression of, like, don't take life too serious. Just fucking do it. I can't wait to be, like, 85 showing my grandkids a fucking cartoon on my wrinkly-ass arm.
That's fire. I never would have thought about that. But since we're still on the topic of face tats, if a company wants to like buy my face for like an advertisement, holla at me. I'll do it for a band. That's all.
You saying you wouldn't get cucked for a band, but you get a company tatted on your face for a band?
Well, I'm assuming that they're sending me free product until they go out of business.
What if it's fucking like Tampax, bro?
Wait.
Nah, that would be that would be a tattoo for feminism, and I would be loved by the feminist community. Cause I'm out here about to just start fucking advertising the Rhino dick pills at this point, because I'm trying to be on the face of the fucking the company. And when you walk into a convenience store, I want you to look at me and be like, damn, if he could take it, I could take it.
If I'm going to a store to buy pills for my dick, and the first thing I see is you face tat, I'm turning around, I'm walking out.
I'm trying to be the face of the legal salvia sales in California.
Legal salvia?
Yeah, bro. I see my friends fucking do salvia. That shit is like...
I was in San Francisco and I walked up into a fucking like a head shop to get some papers and shit. And I fucking saw right in the front of the fucking desk, like right by the register, was just a whole case dedicated to like different strains and like different strengths of fucking salvia. And I was like, this shit is legal here, but you guys don't sell fucking flavored vape juice? What the fucking kind of bullshit is this?
Yeah, and we got fucking K2 too.
Yeah.
K2 and salvia, but no vape. Yeah.
Y'all ever smoke D-Tech? Ah, man, it was this crazy fake bud. Down to earth climax. That shit used to have you seeing things. It was basically salvia almost. But it like wasn't like K2 specifically. It was like they sold it as potpourri. I think I talked about this like last week.
Yeah, you did. That was with Heretic. Shout out Heretic, who was even fucking mortified by this shit.
Bro, is that Heretic peeing in someone's mouth?
No, that's his old homeboy that he used to live with.
What the hell did I join into, bro?
You can tell fucking homeboy getting pissed in his mouth. Like, he's one of those ones who, like, remind me of, like, he'd be like, yeah, like, you don't understand, like, this music's deeper. Like, I had a connection with Lil Peep. Like, I got a connection with all these rappers, man. You know what I mean?
Bro, I thought that was PewDiePie, honestly.
Bro reminds me of, like, a male version of a fucking NASCAR Aloe fan. Y'all saw that video of the female who got, like, spat in her mouth?
Yeah, and she, mm-hmm. Then she, like, walks away, like, smiling.
Yeah, bro, she got gushing wet after this shit, no cap.
God damn it.
That dude would let Aloe spit in his mouth.
I don't doubt it. He looks like he snorts Xanax, no offense. I just get that vibe.
Wouldn't you want dedicated fans like that, though?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't want to fucking like deface anybody or like spit on somebody or in somebody, bro.
Like, if someone wanted me to spit on them, like, I mean, I would. Like, I've had my fair share of spit tossed around.
I don't know. I don't play around with spit, bro. That's like the most severe form of disrespect. I don't know.
I think that pisses. I'm not gonna cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. But weren't they boys? Like, that's not even like a fan or something.
Nah,
they just friends.
Yeah. But it's cool because they're canceled now for being racist, so fuck them.
They should have gotten canceled before the racism. Christ, look at them.
Yeah, like, do you see what they're doing in that picture, bro?
Well, to be fair, I didn't see that picture until old boy put it in the chat.
I'll use that for the cover of his interview.
Nah, that should get us banned.
Oh, no, no, like, I ain't gonna show the dick.
Yeah, censor bar.
That dude's got a tiny dick.
Wait, that's tiny?
What the fuck, Teddy?
FaceTat, you got anything else on the docket? I think I'm dry.
Yeah, I'm just about to hit us with this fucking shout out to Wafers Ultra Premium Cannabis Flower for keeping me awake for this podcast and giving me a panic attack. You know, weed is strong when they have directions to open up the package on the outside. This is real exotic, and you should go check out Wafers, even though they're not sponsoring us. But I really want some like free clothes or something.
Yeah, I was just about to cuss you out. We ain't getting paid for shit, man. We got my boy shouting out Popeyes episodes ago. We shouting out these people. We shout fucking Blue Chew. Please sponsor us, Blue Chew, though, for real.
What you guys got any like music coming out and within the next couple of months that we should be looking out for?
I personally have a tape coming out with 3M. We just dropped a song today, produced by me and my roommate Gavinci K. So yeah, look out for that. It's probably going to be like a short little like 4 to 7 track EP.
Honestly, this is going to be a stretch, but honestly, hopefully we get our shit together and drop it. But I'm going to just go out and say IOA 4.
Well, if we make anything.
I mean, in all honesty, I feel like after Atlanta, everybody's kind of like focusing on their own personal like music, which is understandable. But I definitely want to push that shit out because... Yeah, it's been far too long since ILA 3.
We were going to wait till we did, because we were supposed to do another show before Corona became a thing. And so we were just going to make ILA 4, like, we were going to get an Airbnb for, like, a week and just make it. But since, like, that fell through, I feel like everyone just, focusing on, like, personal shit or, like, just motivation, like, isn't there as much. But we're trying to get that shit out.
All right, because, it dropped, last December, was it?
IOA 3 came out October
4th. It was like right before the show, right?
Oh, that's right before my birthday.
Happy birthday, FaceTat.
We dropped it for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna dedicate it to FaceTat. I'm gonna just fuck this. I can't even talk. I'm having a stroke.
Yeah, you okay, dude? What's up over there?
I'm just it's a little hot in this house.
Gas got him stuttering.
Man, y'all see this tweet by my boy Cloud? Goddamn.
Fuel me. Yo, all right. So it's official, man. Iced Out Angels, fuck with the feet picks.
We do not claim Cloud.
Wait. No. I think after this, we're going to kick Cloud. Now we look bad on the podcast.
The second time we almost kicked Cloud.
Yeah.
All right, so we got the smelliest kid in fucking IOA looking for feet picks. Cloud, I feel bad, man.
Y'all gotta have him on the podcast, actually.
That would be hilarious.
Really quick, speaking of which, before we flex out, the episode that just came out of the Internet Fans podcast, I challenged Sebi to a Duel Links match.
Oh shit,
you gotta run that.
Oh,
facts, because FaceTat's over here talking to me about how he's nice, but I don't know if he can handle my zombie deck, man.
I don't know if you can handle the Luna Light deck that I got going on, bro. What's up?
Luna Light, what up, man?
I'm gonna be honest with you. When I first met Debbie, I'm pretty sure he was a competitive Yu-Gi-Oh.
I used to be on that shit, no cap. I was running up competitive tournaments every week in my locals as like a 14, 15-year-old, like dueling grown-ass men taking their cards and wager matches and shit, bro. That shit was hilarious.
We got to run it up. I'm trying to fight everybody in Duel Links. I'll throw hands.
I'll drop my ID in the chat.
Yeah. Fuck it. We'll stream it for charity.
Let's do it.
That'd be gas.
We
got to
fight Sebby.
Yeah, but you'll want to shout anything out? Now's your chance. Get right.
Shout out to our DJ / my girlfriend, Ana Luna, on all platforms. She's Fi. If you want some Fi mixes, hit her up. And just go ahead and shout out my own profile. At Mace the Worst on basically every platform. Yeah, every platform. So at Mace the Worst. And that's all I'm going to say.
You got it, Toph?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna shout out everybody in the fucking group.
That was mad real of you. May said, fuck y'all.
Honestly, man. Shout out Scress, Teddy, Frostbite, Sebi, Max Vaughn, DS, Maze's girlfriend, Anna Luna, Dreo, Arthur, sadly, Cloud, Red Arm, Jenry, Ryan, Draco, rugby player Jotam, 3M, Adden, or Chadden, that's what we call him.
Chad.
Loro, which is probably one of my bestest, one of my closest friends in the community. These dorks in the Damon, Uzi. I'm gonna regret this, but Guami, Yugi, Megan, known as Angel, and also Tommy too.
Justin, you okay over there? You want to shout anyone out? What's up, bud? What's going on, man?
Shout out me, because I worked real hard to be here. To get where I am today.
Justin went Hollywood on all of us.
Shout out fucking Teddy C. Teddy C's cool, I guess.
Bro, where's the energy?
He sent me the what I guess, mean? Bro. That's the most love I've ever flexed.
Yo, like...
I deadass took Justin on a date, and he's still going to show me, like, this love. But that's what's fucked up.
Thank you guys again.
Real quick.
Oh yeah, Teddy. Shit, yeah. My bad.
Leave my boy Teddy up.
Nah, man, one and done. He got his last week.
That's true. It's basically the same people, but just like Iced Out Angels, Brophy, Sophie, and Megan.
The Stallion.
The Stallion.
Yeah, her too though. She gonna be listening.
Teddy gonna take a picture with her and then fuck up the world like Jeezy.
Oh, God, I forgot about that guy. Oh, all right. On that note, yeah, I'm definitely going off after having to bring up G-Eazy. All right, guys, thank you all again so much. It's been the Internet Fan Podcast. This has been the smelliest episode yet. We had Iced Out Angels here. Thank you guys again. FaceTat, do you want to shout anybody out?
I think by the time this is out, Trauma with Teddy's out. Go stream that.
Oh, yeah. And shout out FaceTat for, like, putting me on here and then getting the rest of the boys.
Oh, God.
You heard it here first. I still want that round in Duel Link, Sebi. I ain't stopping until I get it. Mace, you're getting these hands later on it. So I got y'all.
Yeah, let's do this. If you beat Mace, we'll let you go at Sebi.
Yeah. It's a tournament, bro. If you beat me in a best of five, you get to go up against Sebi. I'll pass the word around.
I'm in there. That means I only got to play three matches.
Different colored diamonds on me, looking like a rainbow. Rusty ice on my ankles. Black girl made me buzz like a paintball. Baby, look me up, I'm with some angels. Different colored diamonds on me, looking like a rainbow. Rusty ice on my ankles. Black girl made me buzz like a paintball. And I got cash coming out of everything. Me and my girl make some matches out of taste. Baby, flirt with me, oh my gosh, she's such a tease.
Different colored diamonds on me, looking like a rainbow. Rusty, I want some of my
different color diamonds on me looking like a rainbow.